Radio Day with the story of that undercover angel. It's about 18 minutes after 6. It's his grease man trying desperately to stay cheerful even after what happened last night. Holy geez, you'd never believe it. I had this high stepper over my place over at the Grease Palace, and I just misjudged her all the way. I thought she was ready to boogie down. She wasn't ready for nothing. She thought she was one of them high-class women, and the whole evening bit the dust. We were sitting there on the couch, you know, and she says to me, "Will you excuse me a second? I've got to go freshen up." I looked at her. I said, "What's the matter, baby? You getting stale?" Ah! She said, "No, you know what I mean. Every now and then, ladies must go and freshen up." I said, "Baby, why don't you tell it like it is? You're going to take a dump, ain't you?" She said, "Oh, I never!" And she really got all upset over that. She went in the bathroom, slammed the door, and locked it. I waited about 15, 20 seconds, and then I sung through the keyhole. Plop! Plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Western Auto will be good to you.
Free normal installation, free warranty service, and $750 instant credit.
It's tough to beat McDuff.
About 9.5 minutes before 9. Ha! All right. It's time to strap on again. Pin on a badge. And wonder what it must be like to be a lawman. All right, today you're not in the uniform. Today you're in plain clothing because you're working on the vice squad. You all sit in the briefing room and the sergeant tells you, "All right, men, today we're going to go to the Boom Boom Lounge." That's right. Rumor has it the girls there have not only been dancing, but they've been fraternizing. You can't help it. Your instincts tell you it's wrong, but somehow you just can't stop drooling. Yeah, your heart's beating fast as you approach the lounge, knowing full well that within its walls there lurks offenses, the likes of which haven't been seen since Sodom and Gomorrah. You sit down at the table. You say, "Hey, give me a beer." And you wait, mesmerized, as one of the dancers approaches your table. "Los Globos Grandes, hell, those are Los Globos Gargantuans. Godzilla's mama didn't have them that big. Holy jeez," you say to yourself as you try to look nonchalant. She says, "Hey, big fella, can I do a little dancing for you?" You say, "Sure, little lady," as you drop $2 down on the table. And then she starts them beautiful babies in motion. Well, there you are, sitting there, knowing full well she's got to commit an offense before you arrest her. Thus far, she's done nothing. She's merely shown some rather delightful memory contortions as you sit, holy jeez, as you sit there squirming in your chair. She inches closer and closer to you. Niplitos bonitos, only a quarter of an inch from your lips. You say, "Holy jeez." The scent of her perfume is intoxicating. You can't help it. You drop your head between the Eldridge cleavage and you say, Well, she starts screaming and all the other patrons run and pull you off her when you whip out your badge and you say, "Hold it! I'm a cop, everybody!" Well, they all run like hell for the doors. Respectable businessmen. Nobody wants to be arrested. And it's just you and her in the room all by yourself. She says, "Surely, big boy, we can talk about this. No need making a stink about it." Yeah. So, you talk. And talk.